Time is ticking down for some of Oklahoma City's parking meters. The city council is considering replacing most coin-operated machines. They can be a headache for drivers, but as KGOU's Claire Donnelly reports, losing them means losing a part of the city's history.
On a recent windy and gray day, cars pull in and out of parking spaces on Broadway Avenue in downtown Oklahoma City. People are picking up lunch, running errands, rushing into meetings. And J.R. Becker and his buddy Chip Keeley are standing by a parking meter outside the Sheraton Hotel.
Well, you can go more than once.
You got dime in here?
I gave you all quarters. I gave you all my change.
But if I put a quarter, it's not going to register. It's maxed out.
Becker and Keeley are in town from Tulsa for the week, here to sell embroidered hats and badges at an Army veterans reunion. Becker's a Vietnam vet. Both guys have close-cropped white hair and wireframe glasses. Keeley says the hotel parking meter only lets him pay for 1 hour at a time.
There's bound to be a better system, you know? I mean, it's kind of a dying dinosaur.
But downtown, in places like Bricktown, there are around 600 parking meters that only take coins. And there used to be a lot more. Donald Shoup is an urban planning professor at the University of California, Los Angeles.
The first parking meter in the world was installed in Oklahoma City in 1935.
Back then, a man named Carl McGee was the head of Oklahoma City's traffic committee.
In many cities throughout the country, the newest thing for downtown parking is this automatic collector of external revenue, the 5-cent parking machine.
That's from a 1936 newsreel. Carl McGee got a lot of complaints from downtown business owners who said there weren't enough parking spaces for their customers. He decided the solution was a small mechanical device that would time how long people were parked. So he recruited some engineers from Oklahoma State University, designed a model, and started manufacturing meters, launching the McGee-Hale Parkometer Company. Donald Shoup, the professor, says those were the first of what became the standard parking meter.
You put your money in and you hope to get back in time before your the meter ran out and you might get a ticket.
McGee's parking meter company still exists. It's shortened its name to just POM and relocated to Arkansas. But a spokeswoman for the company says it hasn't made mechanical wind-up meters like the originals in more than 20 years. And soon there might not be many of those left in the city of their birth. Michael Scroggins works at Embark, Oklahoma City's transportation and parking division. He says nowadays it's tough to track down replacement parts when a meter breaks.
We may would be looking to see if we can buy parts from another city that has, you know, has just finished not using those meters as well, or it's just an aftermarket item, meaning it's no longer available from the manufacturer.
Scroggins says Embark is asking City Council for $160,000 to rip out 95% of all single-space meters. The council money would replace most of the coin machines with multi-space meters, those black boxes where you can type in a space number and pay with cash or your credit card. The money would also upgrade meters to a pay-by-plate system that tracks parking time using license plate numbers. That would be disappointing to Kenneth Hill, an Oklahoma City paralegal stopping downtown for lunch.
I'd prefer the coins. I'm old school. I don't care about the plastic. I will cash and carry. I will before the coins and drop them in there and hit the meter and go on.
Hill says he likes knowing exactly how much time he has and doesn't want to worry about his credit card getting charged twice. City Council is set to vote on the proposed parking budget tomorrow. In the meantime, J.R. Becker and Chip Keeley say, feed the meter.
To do this interview, we're losing about 15 minutes, so you're going to have to put a quarter.
For KGOU, I'm Claire Donnelly.